This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Well, it was a great night for the first four games, the first two of four. If that's any indication how March Madness is going to go, boy, sign me up, Michael. The Nuggets take care of business against the Philadelphia 76ers. I said nine in a row. One in a row, Mike. You can't get to nine in a row if you don't get to one in a row.
You're 10% there.
10% there. They got Memphis tonight. That's going to be two in a row. We caught up with Ryan Williams, CSU women's head basketball coach, yesterday. We recorded it, playing that back today. Also, Keeling Me Softly. Just how big of a get was Jaylen Waddle for the Denver Broncos? Hey, guess what? The whole show starts now. The Nuggets kind of had things handled against Philly, who had 497 dudes out, but they handled it. So I decided last night. Excuse me, Mike. That was a pretty big sneeze. Aggressive there. How you doing, man?
I've sneezed. I've silenced restaurants with my sneeze.
That was a big one for me, man. I try. Normally, I can block it off, but that was a big one.
Brady.
That's how we start a show.
Brady, you have not. Well, you've heard me sneeze, but you've not heard my loudest one.
I feel like you do that on purpose. Like, they're not really that bad. You just do it.
They are that bad. My sneezes are the loudest I've ever heard.
They're very loud. They're very loud.
They actually hurt.
Did you get that blocked? Did you get that cut off the air, or was that on the air?
That was on the air. I thought that was award-winning.
Well, I was holding the stop sign up to you. I'm like, it's coming, man. And then you just let it go.
I thought you were trying to hold my hand. I thought you were like, here, hold my hand. Let's bond.
You couldn't.
Like, no.
No. Wow. Are you getting worse? Are you getting, like, I figured by now you'd pick up my cues. Be ready, because I might have another one, Mike. I could feel it. Like a little itch right here. So just be ready. Did you watch any of the basketball last night? Probably not. You were too busy building a starship or something?
I listened to it on Westwood One.
It was great. I was driving around yesterday afternoon listening to the UMBC and Howard game, and that was a great game. That was a good game. I watched all of the Texas NC State game, and what a game. It was very low scoring for two teams that can score a lot of baskets. 68-66, Texas wins. They'll be playing BYU, and I don't know, Mike, that might be one upset to watch out for. A couple of things that stood out. NC State was dead in the water, man. It was like 10-point game with, I want to say, a minute left, a little over a minute left, and even Dick Vitale. So we got to hear Dick Vitale on his first broadcast with Charles Barkley last night.
And is it terrible?
Who was the play-by-play guy? Barely did anything. Can you look that up for me? Play-by-play guy with Charles Barkley and Dick Vitale last night. I'm going to get to the broadcast a little bit later because Charles Barkley just eviscerated the NCAA on an NCAA broadcast. So good for Chuck. Dick Vitale on the call, NC State just got an and-one opportunity to cut. They made it a 7-point game, and there's like 48 seconds left. And I cannot believe, and I have so much respect for Dick Vitale, love Dick Vitale, but I cannot believe a diehard college person who made his career being a diehard college person with 48 seconds left, NC State shooting free throws, Gonna about to cut it to six, and he says, "Well, Chuck, it's still a 7-point game. Kind of like There's no way this is going to come back. Dick Vitale should know that more than anybody. The It's Us, a Baby. He should know. And I was not making fun of him there. That's just how it sounds. He should know that that's not a safe lead. 48 seconds left with 10 points in March Madness typically isn't a safe lead. And NC State, they made a massive comeback there late. Again, it looked like they were dead in the water. Somehow, some way, they made this thing extremely entertaining down the stretch. And I loved it. Texas got the dub. Of course, Sean Miller, head coach of Texas, just looked like he was about to have a heart attack several times
was
in that game
Dave
last night.
O'Brien?
Was it Dave O'Brien? Could have been.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Could have been. But it was... So the broadcast, Mike, Chuck and Dick were essentially just doing a radio show. And it was very entertaining. You know, we talk about Walton and how Snoop Dogg is on a couple of these broadcasts. There's more content in those games than what I was hearing from Chuck and Dick Vitale last night. And I'm not saying I'm mad at it. In that setting, first four, fine with it. I was entertained. And then hearing Dick Vitale's thoughts on the NCAA, they were both attacking NIL and attacking transfer portal, attacking the NCAA. It was good to hear, but I like, was it Dave O'Brien for sure? Actually said, well, and he wasn't wrong either. None of them were wrong. No, it was not Dave O'Brien. No, it wasn't Dave O'Brien, Mike. I don't know. Whoever it was. All right, forgive me. But the play-by-play guy's like, hey, NCAA can't do anything. You keep saying it's the NCAA's fault. They need to fix this. They can't because they keep getting sued, which is true. And Charles, of course, at one point said, well, they don't need to involve Congress. Well, that's the only option. They already screwed this up. There's no putting the toothpaste back into the bottle.
How about Brian Anderson?
Yes, I think it was Brian Anderson. Thank you. Why am I... I don't think it was Brian Anderson. Keep going.
It's NCAA Tournament first four of March 2026. Brian Anderson play-by-play.
Was it Brian Anderson? I think he was on the first game. He might have been on the... yeah, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It does. Yeah, I think it was Brian Anderson. Fine, doesn't matter. But this was a... It was a good call. Charles was making fun of himself. I think at one point he said, you know, I had a hard time getting onto an NBA, you know, getting minutes in the NBA because my coach told me, you know, you're too fat, you're too slow. And Dick Vitale at one point is like, yeah, he was right. So, like, it was a really good, I thought it was kind of refreshing. Do I want to hear that? Do I want to hear that with every single game? I don't think so. Bruce Pearl faced plenty of backlash, too. I thought that was fascinating. It was overall a good broadcast. I didn't even know. So yeah, Brian Anderson is who you said. Did you say Brian Anderson? So it was Charles Barkley, Dick Vitale, Brian Anderson talking, doing the game, and they decided they were going to make this happen and have both of them just kind of talk a lot with Anderson off to the side, and it worked. In that game, I'm sure Texas fans and NC State fans didn't love it. You know, when you watch your team play, you want to hear more for some reason. But when it's like teams you don't really care about, it's kind of fine to hear that. But I thought that was a fascinating thing. Mike, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. All right, Mike, the good for me was first four. Good games. Very good. Like I said, expected the Nuggets to win. They needed to win. I watched a little bit, and then I moved over. That would have been good, but it was really fun. I love when college basketball lives up to the hype. And a good chunk of time, it does. You're just not shocked if you see a 10-point margin erased within seconds. And it's amazing how it happens every time. And incredible But we always act shocked when it happens. But it something about those games just presents a completely different animal than anything you're used to.
And when the broadcasters are excellent, like the radio broadcasters were, like it just makes it so much better.
What are you
better.
Trying to say? Chuck and Dick weren't good?
Radio's always better.
Well, for listening, yeah, because they describe everything perfectly. But, you know, I'm sitting at home watching the game, and I have that broadcast up because it was kind of historic. It was absolutely historic to see that. The bad for me is the flack right now that Miami, Ohio is getting. 31-1, Mike. A lot of people say they shouldn't have been in. And they're doing your thing.
Well, who'd they play?
No one will play them, though, Mike. That's the thing. Nobody wants to put Miami, Ohio on their schedule.
So they do now.
No, they don't. They don't want them on their schedule because they beat them. Miami, Ohio beats them, and it does nothing for them because of the conference they're in. So it won't change. I don't think anytime soon. They're a MAC team. So if I beat them, I'm supposed to. If I lose to them, it's kind of, honestly, and this is no shade at CSU, it's the CU-CSU argument. Now, especially in football. But it's like, hey, we're supposed to beat you. If we lose to you, well, that ruins any chance we have of doing much of anything. So I listen, you play who's on your schedule. You hope that it changes. But I'm not giving them any. They lost one game, and it was in their conference tournament. They absolutely deserve to be here, at the very least, where they are right now, which is a first four game, and they'll play SMU tonight.
Yeah, see, in basketball, I kind of disagree with the my football basketball attitude. Kind of, I disagree on that because basketball, you got 30 games.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying
30 games is harder to win than 12.
Right. Yeah, because anything can happen in a lot of these games. That's what's crazy.
So I mean, it's easier to upset a team in basketball, I think, than in football. So,
100%. Yeah, basketball lends itself to that.
So I am less likely to throw out the argument, oh, they don't deserve to go there because of their schedule. You win 30 games. You kind of deserve to go there
over
some of those teams with great schedules.
There's plenty of reports that have come out. Like, they were trying to bolster up the non-conference schedule, but no one would play them. So what are you supposed to do, man? You just go win all your games, and whoever's deciding this, committee, whatever, you have to put them in at some point. Strength of schedule and all that, I get it. I understand it. But if you're all going to be at the same table, then you know, you have to fill your schedule out somehow, and if you're just winning all those games, then good on you, man.
I don't care how good of a team you are. Like, 30-0 or 30-1 against in a nobody conference is better than 18-10 in a great conference.
It depends.
I mean,
sometimes these conferences are just
maybe
ruthless,
not,
man, and they're really good teams.
Yeah, maybe not. Like, Michigan could go up against them, and Michigan might blow them out with the 18-10 record. But still, I might put Miami of Ohio in over them.
Well, there's gonna be a little pressure on them tonight because they have SMU, and if they lose, then it's gonna be the football playoff argument when those teams lose. It's you shouldn't have been here in the first place. So there will be some pressure on them.
Who everyone's rooting for.
Who were they rooting for?
Miami of Ohio.
I think there's probably some that are like, no, they shouldn't be in there.
I would be rooting for them. I think basketball is just different than football.
Eastside Chris texting in on the First Advantage text line. Looked at the box score for last night. 12 dudes played, no David Roddy. Bummer. And yes, your sneeze went out to all of America. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Listen, man, this tournament is so much fun every year. And whether it's a year, because my show kind of fluctuates, things we're really diving into, paying attention to. And this year I didn't watch as much out of market college basketball as I would have liked. I think I was so in on what Ali Farokmanesh was doing, so in on UNC making a comeback like they did. And let's face it, we got Nuggets and Avalanche in between. So it does get difficult to just turn on an Eastern Michigan-Arizona game or whatever, non-conference. It does get difficult to do that sometimes. Faith texting in, it's not their fault that Miami-Ohio can't get people to play them. Yeah, that's exactly right. I think they should have been in. Are they the Notre Dame of college basketball? And then she also says, as far as being shafted from the tournament. Oh, okay. No. No. I don't. Notre Dame's story this year was pretty much came down to their loss to Miami at the beginning of the season. And this is what pisses me off. Well, they weren't as good as they got. They were much better later. Then don't count the first four games. Then just don't count them. If that's your argument, then don't count them. You go into conference play with a 0-0 record, or in Notre Dame's case, you just go into play with a 0-0 record. The first four games are, which is obviously ludicrous, which is stupid that I even say that. But those people that say November basketball doesn't count, September football doesn't count, then don't count. Then don't count the records, I guess, if that's the way you want to be about this.
But and going back to that, Notre Dame did have a strong, in my opinion, a harder schedule, but not harder enough to compensate for that loss to Miami.
No, and with Miami, Ohio, it's like it's just an overwhelming amount of wins, so you can't really. It doesn't really come down to that one game. It's just an overwhelming amount. They put them in the first four. They probably disagree with that. Texture from the 970, Notre Dame always plays basically 8 easy games and 2 hard games in football and then brags about their record. Yeah, depending on the season.
They do play a lot of Navy games in Boston College.
Do you think Wally Szczerbiak has lost his patience with CBS and the NCAA for treatment of his college team? John Fort Roundall. Big Hub, so why can other small teams get in but not Miami? I think they just look specifically at the schedule, I guess, because you could even argue like the UNC Bears had a more difficult schedule with Texas Tech and CU on that schedule, right? So that's why. I mean, that's why they're, you know, being as strange as they're being about Miami of Ohio. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. Well, we got a lot to unpack today, Mike. I want to get more into this Denver Nuggets situation, you know, where they're sitting. That was just a win you had to have last night. And thankfully, they just didn't leave any doubt because they really needed to. Yeah, Wally could be pissed off as far as John texting in, I would imagine. I would imagine he's not thrilled with the treatment. I want to get into another one today, too, a little bit later on, but it's, can one guy really change your complete trajectory as far as being a Super Bowl contender in football? Can that happen? In basketball, if Luka leaves Dallas and goes to L.A., Dallas becomes a non-contender and suddenly the Lakers are right back in the mix. In football, because I'm going off on this, Mike, I think the Broncos are the team to beat this year, at least in the AFC. I look at this defense and they lost one big guy and that sucked. But you gained such a threat at wide receiver that's not just one guy's stats we're talking about either. Courtland Sutton's going to be in a better spot. You don't think Sutton's licking his chops right now, Mike? He's going to go up against every team's number two. He's going up against their number two corner now. He's gonna. Sutton could, you know, I said this last year, but this could be the career year for Courtland Sutton. Waddle could just have a, you know, a 78, 80 catch season with a little under 1,000 yards, but it's Sutton that actually comes up with 90 catches and 1,100 yards because the focus is all on Waddle. It opens up your run game, too. You can't put all that. Your safeties have to be careful trying to come up and try to help stop the run, even linebackers. Have to be careful because Waddle can do great things in the middle of the field, right over the top of a middle linebacker.
I mean, Jalen Waddling down the field for 1,500 yards this season is really going to open him up for suddenly he'll have like 1,000 plus yards.
Yeah, there you go. You did that. 25 minutes after the hour. Let's get into it. Let's talk college basketball. What did you guys think of Dick Vitale and Charles Barkley on the call? I'm really curious to hear your thoughts because there was a lot of people that hated it, that basically thought it was just two random dudes reminiscing, talking about the way it was and problems with teams. Also, rising stars. I want to talk about some of these players for Texas last night. There's a dude, man. Kendall Weaver. If you're paying attention. This guy, Michael, who's obsessed with defense and basketball, you would be obsessed with this guy's energy. He was... I could watch that guy play basketball all day. I hope... I don't know if he's an NBA player. I doubt it, but I could watch him play basketball all day. All right, 25 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
From worst to...
The Athletics get the win in 11.
Just how will this season go for the Colorado Rockies? Hear games right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. On the rocks liquor, our beverage of the week is Killian's Irish Red, brewed in the Irish tradition since 1864. It's St. Patrick's Day was yesterday, but I think when it's in the middle of the week or beginning of the week, you know, some people kind of just move that later on, later into the, and even into the weekend. So do what you must. Nobody's going to judge you. Stop by on the rocks liquor before you do. Killian's Irish Red, brewed in Irish tradition since 1864. Also, this Friday from 4 to 7, Bear Creek Distilling will be here handing, or at On the Rocks, handing out samples of their small batch Colorado bourbon, distilled in downtown Denver since 2012. Followed by Berthoud Brewing on Saturday from 4 to 7. Love that place. With several styles to sample. Come try something new at On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue, kind of close to Buffalo Wild Wings. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Faith texting in. I didn't mind the broadcast. They gushed over each other a lot, and that got a little old, but overall it was entertaining for the night. That was probably my flaw, my critique of the broadcast. There was a little too much of... You know, you were so great in college, and you were so great. No, you were so great. No, you were so great. And they have so much respect for each other, and it's really cool. And I love both of those guys. They're great, obviously great careers. But I just enjoy, I enjoy Charles Barkley in the media, and what more can you say about Dick Vitale? And obviously, they did a great job in promoting his cancer research. He actually threw out how much Charles actually donated, which was a lot, and so that was cool. But yeah, you're probably right. It was probably a little too much, a little too into that. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Nuggets win last night, 124-96. Yeah, I don't know about the David Roddy thing. Eastside Chris, he didn't play last night, and the Nuggets were up 38-22 at the half, or at the end of the first. Sorry, that would have been low scoring. And then they beat Philly in the second period, 34-18. So this game was over well before we got into halftime. The beautiful part about this, this is a stat that I've started to pay attention to in my older years, is 25. 25 minutes for Nikola Jokic. That's a good stat when it's not fouls or he got hurt or anything like that. When you can win 124-96 over a team you're supposed to beat, yeah, nobody's setting up a parade this morning talking about the Nuggets and just how good they are, but that was one of those. You just got to take care of business. You know Joel Embiid's not going to play. They had a handful of guys out. I've seen this team struggle, even recently, with teams like this. So, had to handle it. You know, no Tyrese Maxey, who's been out for, he's gonna be out for another week or probably with that finger injury. And he'll be reevaluated soon. No Joel Embiid, surprise, surprise. When's the last time he actually played in Denver? He actually got booed last night. Because Denver fans know. The reason this wouldn't be a thing if it wasn't for Joel Embiid coming out, Mike, and saying years ago when Joker won his first MVP, because it was, I think Joel Embiid was one of the finalists, and he said, I'm not out there stat padding in trying to reference the Joker. And it's like, man, of all the guys to accuse of committing the blasphemous act of stat padding, Joker's the least guy. I've seen that guy just not shoot. I've seen that guy in games where he literally shot once. And you're gonna tell me that he's out there stat padding? And I think that's why it bothers people so much with Joel Embiid. But you handle your business. You needed to handle your business in this one. And now they've got Memphis tonight. Need to keep it rolling. And Cam Johnson, how about that? 18 points for him. Perfect from the three-point line. He was 3 for 3. The guy's starting to get his... You ever see the movie How Stella Got Her Groove Back, Mike? I'm sure you have. It's a great movie.
Watch that every weekend.
And she got her groove back. She didn't have her groove at the beginning, and then she got it back. That's Cam Johnson right now. He's getting his groove back. Nice, you know, Aaron Gordon, 12 points, 2 of 3 from the three-point line. He only needed to play 19 minutes in that one. Jamal was fine. Christian Brown, 22 points, led the team last night. So nothing to write home about. Just the Nuggets handling some business, and they definitely needed to do that. So the way the standings sit right now, and we're going to continue to update that because now we're on the full-on watch every single night. The Thunder not running away, but they and the Spurs are running away with the top two spots. Oklahoma City's 54-15, San Antonio 51-18. There might be a change at the top, but I don't see either one of those two collapsing in these last 13 games or so. The Lakers 43-25, the Rockets 41-26. That big win last night for the Nuggets kept them out of the sixth spot. They're fifth right now, 42-27. But you gotta keep rolling. They're now three games out of the play-in spot, the first play-in spot. And that's the only one you're worried about them dropping to, is number seven. So that's why these games, an easier schedule, you gotta handle your business. Eight more, Mike. Eight in a row. That'd get you to 50 wins. And then, you know, maybe you find a way to win a couple of those last games, which are a little bit more difficult. But these next eight games, you should win. Last night in the game, Mike, just a couple of heroes. This is how March Madness is, too. Like, guys we don't follow or you don't know a whole lot about, they jump onto your radar. And I thought that was the case last night with, obviously, Kendall Weaver. I talked about him. His sister, her name is Chanity Carter. She was drafted number fourth, the fourth pick in the 2020 WNBA draft, so that was cool. This guy's just a lightning rod. The energy that he plays with, and it's like controlled chaos, man. That's my favorite player so far after two games of March Madness. He's fun to watch. He came up with some critical plays, and Dick Vitale and Chuck were kind of thinking maybe he should get player of the game because they've got a stud there. Is it Modest Vokitaitis? Vokitaitis? Sounds like something you might want to see a doctor about. But the dude's a monster. He's pretty raw still. He's a 7-foot, 255-pound sophomore for Texas. If Texas beats BYU, you better believe that that's one of those guys that will make a name for himself. But, you know, I'm always talking about Wimby. And if Wimby wasn't 7 foot, would he still be, over 7 foot, would he still be a great player? Yes. This is one of those guys. No disrespect, man, but if he was 6'5", there's no touch. His free throws, it looks like the wind's blowing when he shoots it, but he's a massive human and certainly some things to work on. Probably an NBA guy, but he has some things to work on. For Vokatitis. Either way, it sounds like something you need to get a shot for, Mike.
If you have Vokatitis, contact your doctor.
Go Pokes says, what are we talking about here? He's soft. He says he's soft. Yeah, he's a little soft. He's a little soft. Big dude, but needs more control. 39 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back in. Go Pokes, listen, man. Go Pokes is sending me a screenshot of like a bunch of random Rams fans that are talking about the game tonight in the NIT for CSU. And he said that Rams fans are so soft. It's the NIT. And they play like at 9 o'clock. Probably not going to be right at 9 o'clock. Do you think... Now, if we're talking bigger, if you're hosting, again, I know how it plays out, but if this is a bigger game or even a regular season game, which they're not going to have many regular season games at that time, it's NIT, man. I don't have an issue with that. It's I know you want to support your team, but 920, 915 for an NIT game?
A lot of people have jobs.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I would say that GoPoke says you elitist snob. I mean, how many games am I supposed to care about, man? We got both, during college football season, we got the Mike Mute Red equals muted bowl game. I'm just reading the first thing I saw in here, Michael. We've got 4 million bowl games, and we've got NIT. GoPoke says that's a garbage take, bro. No, it's not. It's the NIT. Why? I stayed up and I watched 2 games last night. In March Madness, 2 games plus the Nuggets. I'm supposed to care about the NIT too, man. I got to have time for my life. I never
Don't
see
you have
family.
A family.
Never see family. Sorry, kid. Sorry, buddy. I'm packing it in. I'm packing it in. I'm not. I got NIT tonight. Can't watch. Oh, is this March Madness, honey? No, it's not March Madness. It's the other one that's not as cool. But they like teams that weren't good enough to get into March Madness get into this one. So you're watching this? Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I'm watching Everybody Loves Raymond instead.
Yeah, if it was 7 o'clock, that's one thing. But 9:20, that's Micah time.
That's Micah time.
I can watch that.
You can go to the game. You're probably going to be the only one there tonight. You could have the gym to yourself.
Is it on? No, I'm not going to watch it. That's when the Avs are playing.
Well, there you go. There's a lot, dude. This is this show, man. We cover so many different things. I can't, and I love CSU. I love CSU. I love Ali Faroukhmanesh. I said it out loud. I love the man, like as a coach, and as a friend, and as you know, somebody just to hang out with. But nothing more than that. He's a great guy. And I know GoPokes. Listen, man. I know Wyoming lost last night. Listen, you know I don't know if I love Sundance. I know Sundance. I respect Sundance. Maybe after a few more hangouts and stuff, we'll get into that territory. But I'm a big Sundance Wicks fan. But I wasn't watching NIT last night. Smitty says, why is the AA mostly empty? Ask GoPokes that. I don't know, GoPokes. You let me know. He says, Texter says, stop watching the Nuggets. Problem solved. What the state of Colorado would differ with you. Do you think more people were watching Texas and NC State or Nuggets and Philadelphia? Well, it's a bad game. It's a blowout. If last night's game against Philadelphia would have been their stars, Maxey's there, Joel Embiid's there, and it was like a great game, do you think more Coloradans would be watching Nuggets Philly if it was close, or NC State Texas in a first four game?
Probably half and half.
Really? I don't think so.
There are so many Nuggets games.
But we're down to almost the final 10, Mike. This is when it gets intense. You're anti-basketball, so you don't count. Your vote doesn't count.
I
take back my question to you. Strike that from the record, Mike. Strike it from the podcast. Do it. Strike it right now. Are you striking it? Good. Thank you for striking it.
I'm putting it in multiple times.
Go Pokes. Remember, Brady, Go Pokes is right about everything. Have fun. Get into the NIT and watch the crappy sheep. No. I'm not going to.
If there's nothing else on,
the NIT for some reason was in July, when I'm covered in beard hair and long freaking mane because the Rockies can't get to 30, yeah, I'm all in. But what am I on tonight, Mike? Have you heard of the Avalanche-Dallas Stars rivalry? That might be one to watch. Or maybe some more first four games. I'm a local guy first when it matters the most. If that makes sense. If the Rams are March Madnessing, is that a term now? That's my first game. That's the one. That's the biggest game on my radar for college basketball. Texters, but you just get me fired. I think you just try to get me fired up. I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch the NIT and the CBI and the FBI investigation crime scene show tournament. I'm not going to get into it. There's 14 million of them. Not everybody needs a tournament. Not everybody needs a chance to hoist a trophy. We don't have to have it.
I mean, really, like the 64, now 68, but the 64, that works. That works. That's perfect. There doesn't need to be another tournament.
No, there doesn't need to be. Texter from the 97, should FCS football schools go to the NIT? Football schools go to the NIT and FBS football schools go to March Madness. Football schools or basketball? I think you're meaning basketball schools. No. No, because we wouldn't have the Cinderella stories, man. It's all about Cinderella stories, March Madness.
Well, a lot of people are saying now that the top teams are getting all the players because of money, the gap's going to be wider.
Not in
Bass.
I don't think.
Less Cinderella stories.
So should the new Pac-12 not be involved in March Madness next year? Because they're not considered, I guess they're FBS.
Well, that's what some people are saying.
If you're saying football terms, you got me confused.
I'm not saying that, but right. That's what some people are saying.
I don't think so. You don't think UNC? Oh, I get what you're saying now, Texter. You're relating it to if they're an FBS, FCS football school. I get you. So, like, should UNC not get a chance? Should Idaho not get a chance to go to March Madness? Absolutely they should. I think so. There's a chance they could go upset somebody. Absolutely. Maybe it changes. Maybe the gap does create less parity in this tournament. But
Big Sky team has done that before. I think Montana did that.
Montana's won a few of them, right? Haven't they?
I think they won one.
Dabbled.
It was like 10 years ago.
Faith says, I'll watch NIT too when I can, but I also love college basketball and watch all things. I won't watch it over a March Madness game if I had to choose, which you would have to choose tonight. 52 minutes after the hour. We've blown the clock. I'm pissed off. What's new? We'll take a quick break. Keep it here on the whole show. We'll be right back.
Watch the madness with us at Big City Roadhouse on March 19th. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to offend CSU fans either.
I'm offended.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying not to get heated here. Caught up with, hey, speaking of March Madness, Ryan Williams. His team's in March Madness. They're going to play Michigan State on Friday. We caught up with head coach yesterday, recorded that to fit his schedule, and we'll play that back for you in the second hour of the show. Also, Keeling Me Softly with the Denver Post, Sean Keeler. It's the whole show. I'll read some of your texts when we come back. Top stories of the day are next.
The
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.